and I'll have another painter and union rags have in common. They all met and were defeated by Creative Cause. The fact is, Creative Cause defeated every horse he ever ran against, and he took on the best of his crop. Now consider that Creative Cause is a grade one stakes winner and a millionaire, that he's by a grade one stakes winner and millionaire, and that his dam is a grade one stakes winner and a millionaire, and you have the total package. Creative Cause is by Giant's Causeway, has topped the North American sire list three times. As a matter of fact, Giant's Causeway is the leading sire of 2013 graded stakes winners right now. And according to stats published by the Blood Horse, he's the number one ranked sire by international earnings at stud in North America. Not only that, but he is a rapidly developing sire of sires. Creative Cause's first foals are due next year. Stands for $15,000 live foal to Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdreestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, and we are here at the Thoroughbred Center out on the... excuse me, well, there goes the voice already. I guess I better sign off. excuse me. And... what a that's a good start, isn't it? A lot of people probably think so. Anyway, I hope it'll get a little bit better from now on. But anyway, we are here at the Clocker Stand at the Thoroughbred Center, and they just now opened the track back up after the break.
That guy that just went by was wearing his helmet and his helmet cover like a Brit. Or an Irish rider. Do you know who he is?
I couldn't see him.
Oh, okay.
From where I'm sitting.
They are quite different looking.
Well.
With the way they wear their helmets. There he goes. See him?
I missed him. Yeah. I missed him again.
We've got a lot of people from Irish.
Yeah. There's a couple of Englishmen out here. One from France.
Yeah.
And that ride. And
ain't we just a cosmopolitan
city? A whole lot from south of the border.
Yeah,
and here comes Amelia Foyon.
I wonder if
Millie's
took
coming up.
Two parking spaces.
That was Millie.
That was Millie.
Yeah. I'm missing my hug.
Hey, Millie.
Me a hug. Well, what we're going to do today, Martin O'Dowd's coming in. Martin has been, he's been running Runnymede Farm. I've been manager of Runnymede Farm for going on three decades now, but he's kind of branching out on his own.
He said he missed
I missed my hug. Wherever, come here, give me my hug, Millie.
Yeah, come on. The blonde hug. That raises his day. That makes his day. Lifts his head up.
That'll raise your motor. I love you too, Millie.
Now, where were you?
I don't know.
You're steaming. Your face is red. There's steam coming out of your ears.
Oh, well, anyway.
She brought pretzels.
It's getting back to Martin O'Dowd.
Poor Martin.
And he's going to come by about 10 o'clock. Doc Byers and Michael Blowen, I suppose, are on their way. Of course, Doc does the weekly vet segment. And Michael Blowen, he just comes here and lives up to his name.
Oh, that's funny.
No, of course, Michael is
Michael's great.
In charge of old friends. And let's see, Steve Moody will be on in the second hour. There's a couple of stakes down at Churchill today, the grade two Mrs. Revere and the grade three Commonwealth Turf Stakes. Got Jackie's announcements. If I have time, I'll do some history. I want to talk a little bit about Armed, who I do remember, although he was racing back in the 40s. He was a foal of 41 by Bull Lee. Bred and owned by Calumet and trained by Ben Jones. He was a gilding. He was a naughty boy as a two-year-old, and they had to cut him, send him back home, and he didn't run it at two. Didn't run until he was a three-year-old. Mary Simon's going to stop by because she's with Rerun. She's on the board of Rerun. That's better known as Monet Mary. She does all the Monets, and she's going to they've got something going on. I don't know what it is, but Jackie probably knows, and she's
she'll have a holiday sale for Christmas presents, which are great if you've got a horse person.
Yeah.
And Rerun also, we're going to try to sell T-shirts for Christmas that say OTTB on the front of them, Off Track Thoroughbred.
Uh-huh.
So that's just another little something to try to raise money and meet expenses.
Yeah. Now, Lisa Malloy is in charge of Rerun now.
Yes. And she's in Virginia.
She's in Virginia. We have two horses that we got, when we had them, about a week now?
Yeah, from Exceller.
From Exceller Fund that they sent in to us, and we're holding them until Lisa can take them.
Yes, and wonderful. A couple of nice, nice
horses. One of them is a three-year-old from McKillar's.
Kilpen.
Kilpen out in where, Oklahoma?
Yes.
Oklahoma.
And Mary knows most of them, that name rings a bell. I think it's Jones, Oklahoma or someplace.
Yeah.
It's pretty notorious.
And the other one is one of their racing warriors. He's 13 years old. He raced till he was 12. He's a Florida bred. His name is Looney.
Lionel.
Lionel. Looney,
yeah, they
Lionel.
Had a Dina Springs stood a horse named Lucky Lionel.
Yeah.
And he was bred in Florida. And he was bred there. Why Looney? I have no idea.
Because he's not.
The sweetest, nicest. I said it makes ours look like a bunch of sillies.
Yeah.
He's so quiet.
Yeah.
You know, he's a lovely horse.
Anyway, he is one of the racing warriors. He's started 116 times. He had 16 wins and $139,000. But here's the thing. He's one of those horses every time you needed to pay the feed man, here he came. He was on the board in 74. Of his 116 starts.
Yeah.
You know.
Tough, old hard trying.
And you know he looks pretty sound. His ankles may be just a fraction big.
Just a hair, though. And he moves beautifully.
Yeah,
I mean,
moves around. Yeah. And,
of course, you never know. He's getting fuzzy. He might have fuzzy ankles.
Well, that might be true.
But Rerun, I mean, Exceller has a program where they look for
those kind of
horses started 100 times or better, called racing warriors.
Well, no, it's 50 starts or more.
Oh, it's 50 starts. Okay.
Yeah.
I've forgotten whatever they said, but it's super. They found this guy. They will rerun him. Lisa took over Rerun, and she said, can't have things that we cannot reschool for another working life.
Yeah.
That's what says Rerun. And she does a fabulous job. She's brilliant. Never saw anybody like her.
This horse, he broke his maiden in his second start as a two-year-old running for 12.5 at Calder. And his best class, he won for $25,000 and 9 winners and 2 at Gulfstream.
Yeah.
And then
the rest was the hard way.
He ended up running for the last, I would say, 4 or 5 years in Nebraska.
Yeah.
At Fauna Park. And
something called something Nebraska, something NN.
Lincoln.
Lincoln, yeah.
In
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, he was running for 2,500 at Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, LNN is the track thing. So.
Well, anyway.
And beautiful, too. He's got a beautiful face. He's got a star and a stripe and pretty guy.
Well, here's this racing warrior program. The average thoroughbred racehorse will have approximately 12 lifetime starts with a racing career of less than 3 years. A racing warrior will have at least 50 starts, some well over 100, with a career that can last span a decade. They are the veterans of the racing world, filling the undercards and racetracks at racetracks across the country. And the Exceller Fund is proud to provide a future beyond the finish line by offering lifetime care to these unsung heroes of thoroughbred racing. It's got a picture of a horse named Cumberland Gap here, ran 161 times.
Gee whiz.
Retired at age 14.
What about that one we've got that we rescued at River Downs? How many times he started? He started like 90 times or something.
No, I don't think so. Uh-uh.
Rocky did. Our old Rocky.
No, he didn't last that long either.
No.
No. And the one you used to fox hunt that died.
Uncle Max.
No. I don't know what Uncle Max was. I think he was a trotter.
Well, he looked like one. He had a big old head and trod. He would trot faster than most.
No, I was talking about Mikey.
Oh, Mikey. Michael Thomas.
Yeah, he ran 47 times, 46, 47
Yeah,
times,
he so. Ran in Louisville. That's where he came from, from Churchill to what's her name? It's got the riding place near us.
I wonder if that one was...
Oh, Scheffel. Yeah. Norrie Scheffel had him.
Yeah. Yeah. He might have been at Louisville, yeah. Yeah, but that didn't where he ran, though. I don't think he ever ran there. He ran at Suffolk Downs. He won in...
Oh, yeah.
Ran at the grass.
But she got him.
Ran at Colonial Downs.
Yeah, she got him when he was in Louisville. And yeah.
He was a tough old horse, too. He was another one of those tough old horses.
Yeah, what a wonderful guy he was.
All right, now that we've killed a whole one segment there, talking about next to nothing, now I'm going to do a commercial. It says Kentucky Derby winner Orb is retired. I got to go see him. He's retired. He's going to stand the 2014 season at Claiborne Farm. Of course, that's the place of his birth. He was bred by Stuart S. Janney, trained by Sugar McGee, and Orb broke his maiden as a two-year-old at Aqueduct, then put together a winning streak of five straight, accumulating with an impressive score in the Kentucky Derby. He won a Gulfstream in January, then he captured the Grade II Fountain of Youth. His next start resulted in a come-from-behind two-and-three-quarter length score in the Grade I Florida Derby. And moving on to Churchill, lived up to his favorite role in the Kentucky Derby, overcoming a bobble at the break, won by 2.5 lengths. Orb went on to hit the board in the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes, and was beaten just 3/4 of a length in the Grade I Travers. Grade I Classic winner Orb is retired with earnings of $2,612,516. Orb is by AP Indy's highly successful son, Malibu Moon, who currently ranks 5th on the 2013 sire list, and is out of the unbridled mare Lady Liberty, a daughter of Masabi Maiden. Masabi Maiden, winner of the Grade II Black Eyed Susan. It is interesting to note that Orb's first four dams are all daughters of stallions which stood at Claiborne Farm. Orb is to stand for $25,000 payable when the foal stands and nurses. For more, get in touch with Bernie Sams over at Claiborne, 859-233-4252, and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigree reports on more than 2 million foals for a low annual cost? Then BristNet's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at BristNet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile, the APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit BristNet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why new generation is using APR Online.
All right. Well, the Clay Ward Agency, you know, they've been insuring the finest thoroughbreds in the world for going on, well, over eight decades now. That's a long time. I know when Dad was managing Dixiana for Charles T. Fisher, and this goes way back in the 1930s, Dixiana was doing business with the founder, Mr. James Clay Ward. Of course, he's gone now, but his tradition, and you have to remember that he went into business right during the Depression, for crying out loud. He did it by hard work and service and a thorough knowledge of the horse business, and that tradition's carried on right now by Shaq Parrish and Bruce Isaacs and John Hiss. So to do business with the people who know what the heck they're doing, just give them a call at the Clay Ward Agency, the number in Paris, Kentucky, 859-987-1861. And the Clay Ward Agency is closely affiliated with Indian Creek Farm. That's also, of course, in Bourbon County. Beautiful place, and they've got a tradition there, too. They raise runners and sell runners, quality bloodstock at their major sales. And the list of high-class stakes winners are a list that includes some six champions raised at Indian Creek. Well, it's long and impressive and growing. So give them a call and talk to the Shaq Parrish and Nicky Dryan. And the number over there is 859-987-7443. See the website at IndianCreekKY.com. IndianCreekKY.com. That's the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek, two names that you should remember in the thoroughbred business. Hey, Jackie, want to do some announcements till Doc and Michael get here?
Be glad to. Got some pretty good ones. Let's see. You know, the Horse Park has a really nice gift shop, and they are having a holiday open house Friday and Saturday, December 6th and 7th, from 9 to 5. They're going to have door prizes, refreshments, samples. Ooh, take a bag, get your samples. I love that. I absolutely love that. My great aunt used to take me to the Cincinnati Zoo when they'd have food day. and she'd take shopping bags and load up on all the samples. I think she ate all that stuff for a month. Okay, and store-wide discounts, free parking. Show your gift card receipt to get discounted admission tickets to the park. So that's Friday and Saturday, December 6th and 7th, 9 to 5.
I've got an announcement. We're on at the regular time next Saturday. Yeah, from 10 to noon. Football game, I think, is a 7 o'clock game. Unless they change it on us. But
is that about the last one?
No. How many more they got to play, Rusty? They got to play Vandy, Tennessee, and Georgia. Looks like 0-3 to me.
Oh, I know. They'll get better.
Well, they are better. Yeah.
Okay, Southern Lights. Again, this year, 20th anniversary of Southern Lights. Presented by Toyota. Oh, they got a sponsor. Nice sponsor, too. It's from November 22nd to December 31st. If you've never been to Southern Lights, you've really missed something. You drive through the park, and they have all these huge lighted exhibits, and some of them move. They have horses that jump over lighted jumps and stuff like that. Of course, they're not real horses. They're lights strung up to fool you. Anyway, it's very pretty. American Bus Association. Now, I didn't know about that one. That's the ABA, the American Bus Association.
Okay. Used to be American Basketball League.
Used to be American Bar Association. Okay, they selected Southern Lights a top 100 event for this year and next year. So, oh, here's a funny one. They tell you to kind of ignore, I think this is hilarious. You know how people have GPS on their car to tell you where you are? The one for the horse park doesn't work. They mentioned a whole bunch of them, and they said, don't pay attention to your GPS because it doesn't take you there. Now, it's an exit off the interstate. Why do you need a GPS? Oh, my God. If you can't find it, go the interstate and find it. Anyway.
Just make sure it isn't 60 I-64, you know.
Yeah. It's Southern Lights driving route. It's open from 5:30 to 10. It's $15 a car through the week, $20 a car on Friday and Saturday. If you have a motor coach, it's $125. Oh, well. The Southern Lights stroll on Thursday, November 21st. That's a week before. That's next Thursday. Isn't it, Russi? November 21st ought to be next Thursday. You can see it on foot. They have a 5K race in addition to a leisurely stroll available to 20 for families for $20. And you get a long sleeve t-shirt and $15 for kids 7 through 12 souvenir holiday item. Oh, it's sponsored in part by John's, good old John's Run Walk Shop. Nice guy, John. All proceeds go to the Horse Park Foundation. And if you want more information, call them at the Horse Park. They'll tell you. It's a real nice 5K because it's pretty flat. And let me see if there's, oh, I said that. I don't think there's anything else I can say about that. It's really pretty, though. We go all the time. All right. If you're in the Farm Managers Club, you have to vote for officers and directors by November 22nd. Some people don't have opposition, so you don't have to vote for them. Scooter is a win for, what do you call it? The guy that Sergeant at Arms. Yeah, I thought that was kind of fun. It'd be fun to go in and cross his name off and put your own or something.
Scooter Hughes
is going to be Sergeant at Arms, so you better watch your drinking.
Yeah, incidentally, trained Rahi Strider, who is now retired.
Yeah, and there's a win picture up there of his big stakes win.
That's his third win in the Arlington Handicap.
Yeah. So there it is, Scooter Hughes, Sergeant at Arms. I wonder if he gets the pack heat. All right. Are you ready for this? Sunday, November 17th. That's tomorrow. There, 2013 Cross Country Trials at the Woodford Hounds Kennel on Dean Road. Now, let me tell you how to get there. take Harrodsburg and keep going. Down the hill, cross the bridge, up the hill, and as you're going along, Shakertown starts. But right before Shakertown, you'll see a Woodford Hound sign on the right. The kennels are down on the right, bordering Shakertown. So it's a lot of fun. Divisions for all ages and abilities. I wonder if they got a walk, trot, or lean line for me. Maybe lead line. $25 around. Warm up. Open jumps not to exceed 3-3. Green not to exceed 2-9. Now give me a break. What's 4 inches? You know, what's the difference? 4 inches. Not much. Hilltoppers. You get to ride through a prescribed course. English or Western? Hard hats required, of course. That always puts a chill on some of the Western guys. Pairs not to jumps not to exceed 2-9. Oh no, 2-9. It's 6 inches.
Telephone.
That's my phone. Here. Say hello to Ty. Anyway, visit the website at thewoodfordhounds.org or call Jenny Howard at 338-4034. That's tomorrow. I'd love to go. It's going to rain. Ooh, it's going to rain. I just remembered. It's supposed to pour tomorrow. Well, maybe it won't. Maybe they'll get lucky. Also, do you need to chime in here with something?
No.
Okay. Woodford Hounds Blessing, Saturday, November 30th, is dedicated to junior fox hunters. All juniors are welcome. Call, get a hold of Michelle Prim at foxgarden2000@aol.com. Any adults who wish to ride, contact Jane Weingartner. The blessing will be at Shakertown Center Family Dwelling. That's downtown Shakertown. So what they're going to do is gather at the rest lot and hack over to the blessing. Afterwards, you get food. They always have really good food, a tailgate after the hunt. It's a lot of fun. All right, I have an announcement for the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture. Parks Racing is has got equine herpes virus. One horse is positive, and then additional horses in the same barn have shown clinical signs. So far, nothing's died, but you're supposed to be on your watch if something ships in from parks. Okay, Keeneland Gift Shop, annual holiday sale. This is a good one. They have really fancy stuff. You want to go out and drop some money? Go on out there. Luxurious brands. Vendor specials, great place to find gifts and great discounts. This is through today through the 16th and Sunday, November 17th from 12 to 5.
Wonder where Doc and Michael are.
I don't know. You got Michael's number? I do. Okay. Let's see what this is. Oh, mounted police are seeking horses. Now, that's Lexington Mounted Police. They need one or two for suitable for police work. 16-2 or over. They don't want anything small.
We've got one.
Geldings? Who?
Tubby.
Oh, yeah, he'd be a... They'd arrest us if we tried to give him... Oh. Geldings only, strong, athletic.
Oh,
they like like draft crosses. Brown, bay, or gray. Any solid colors. They don't want paints. Between 3 and 12, sound, no vices, not impulsive. Okay, if you know of a good prospect, they like local horses that can be taken on trial. Call Officer David Johnson, D. Johnson, at LexingtonKY.gov. How about that? That's not a bad retirement for a horse.
No, I guess not.
No, I stand around and look at things. Why do you hear this? This one cracks me up. Thanksgiving dinner. Blackstretch Charities are having a Thanksgiving dinner for horse workers. Check this out. Thursday, November 28th at 12 at Malone's.
Malone's.
Malone's. That's a fancy place. And that's where they're having it, son of a gun.
Wow.
On Thanksgiving. A wow is right. The rest of the instructions are in Spanish. But It says, Provimus una cana de dia di...
Forget it.
I know. Anyway.
Here comes Doc.
Get call 219-0910.
All righty. Let me do a commercial break, and then we're going to have Doc and Dr. Byers and Michael Blowing on. Well, Ms. Direction, the five-year-old mare by Ms. Mass and a multiple Grade 1 stakes winner, sold for $2,700,000 at the November sale at Fasey Tipton. Later in that same sale, Strike the Bell, a graded stakes winner by Ms. Mass, went for $1,100,000. Ms. Direction, two-time winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint over males, earned of $1,169,621, is one of five Grade 1 stakes winners by Ms. Mass. A list which includes this year's winner of the classic Group 1 French 1,000 guineas, Flotilla. And, of course, last year, Flotilla won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf. Mizzen Mass is a classic sire. He's doing to stand the 2014 season for $20,000 live foal. Also standing at Judmont Farm is the Grade 1 stakes winner and classic sire First Defense, one of more than 100 stakes winners by the deceased Unbridled Song. Who currently ranks fifth on the North American sire list. First Defense in his first crop is the sire of the Grade 1 stakes winner Close Hatchet, winner of the classic Grade 1 Mother Goose, the Grade 1 Cotillion, the Grade 2 Gazelle, runner-up in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Distaff, and earner of $1,367,300. Group stakes winner Dun Donnell is also from that first crop by First Defense, and he's going to stand in the 2014 season for $15,000 live foal. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke, Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com.
When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
Well, two of the most exciting runners of the year, Paintner and Take Charge Lady, are to stand the first season at stud. Next year, Windstar Farm. Both won Grade 1 stakes. Both earned over $1 million. Both have fantastic pedigrees. Both have superb confirmation. Paintner drew the attention of the racing world with his courageous return from a near-fatal illness. The illness came after his victory in the Grade 1 Haskell Invitational and pace-setting second. Just got beat a quarter of a length in the classic Belmont Stakes. Nearly a year after the Haskell, he sprinted 7 furlongs and 121 and chains on his return, earning the admiration of the racing world. A $325,000 sales yearling, Paintner is by the elite sire Awesome Again. He's one of three stakes winners out of a full sister to the great Tiz now. Paintner is to stand for $25,000, payable when the foal stands and nurses. Take Charge NG may just be the last important son of AP Indy, retired to stud. He's out of a Grade 1 stakes winner, Take Charge Lady, winner of the $2,500,000 of nearly $2,500,000. And the dam also the Grade 1 stakes winner will Take Charge. Take Charge Indy won the Grade 1 Florida Derby. Churchill Downs Grade 2 Ali Sheba and placed in four more stakes, two Grade 2. Grade 1 Millionaires Painting and Take Charge Indy are available for your inspection at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Leanna Packard, or Chance Tim, 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com. All righty, well, I have Michael Blowing here, and I've got Dr. Doug Byers here. And Doug been playing hooky for the last couple of weeks.
We'll have the doctor's pay.
Keep away from this folder.
Oh, hey, I just put some fresh scotch tape on this folder. What are you talking about? Look at this.
Look at that. Work. It's on parchment.
Oh, it's Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
All right. Well, what's going on over your way?
Oh, everything. It's been very exciting.
All right. Well, tell me.
Well, there was a horse up at Hawthorne Park named Bobby Sands. Nick Zito had this horse. And I wish we were on TV. You could see Dr. Bias knocking his head against his hand. Or his hand against his head. I'm not sure which. Both are moving. My friend Larita up in Boston took care of him for Nick Zito. He won some nice allowance races, and he was owned by Robert LaPenta, and he was named after Robert LaPenta's best friend.
Okay.
So they called me up, and he wasn't doing that well at Hawthorne, and so we made a few phone calls. Frank Kirby is a really nice guy. He was the owner and the trainer. And Dee Poulos, who owned Black Tie Affair, she's up there, so she said that she could hold on to him. And I told him, I said, okay, you know, we'll put him on the list, and as soon as we have a spot, you know, I'll let you know, and you could we'll work something out. We're working on some more space.
Is he yielding?
No, he's a colt.
Colt.
So, 2 days later, around 7:30, my wife Diane just sticks her head in the door and goes, "Have you looked outside?" I said, "Why?" She goes, "There's a horse trailer on there, out here with a horse on it."
Oh.
And old Bobby Sands.
Why did you send over to Dr. Byers?
Oh, yeah. That's all I need to know, really.
Has he been gelded already?
He's going to be this week. Ben Bulmer, Elder Gelder, is going to perform his special services.
Who is?
Ben Bulmer.
Okay.
Bulmer.
Yeah, I know Ben.
Yeah.
His wife trains out here a lot.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. She's good at it, too.
Yeah, she does very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that woke up the week pretty well. And we've had a lot of visitors and went to Churchill Downs yesterday and saw a bunch of people, Lynn Whiting and Nick Zito and John Asher and a lot of nice horses, and we had a great time. So that was good.
Yeah. My little buddy just came over and gave me a hug.
Dutcher, yeah.
Dutcher Howard.
Yeah.
Matt Howard's oldest. I mean, he's all of three.
Ursula's an honorary grandfather. Maybe great grandfather.
I'm getting all kind of hugs today. Millie Foyon was in here earlier and gave me a big old hug. Yeah, that you know, set me free.
Wow, that's amazing. No wonder he's so bright and cheery this morning.
Yeah. I'll calm down.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Soon.
So, and Dr. Alday sent us these things, these Lubrizen coupons. And if you go to their website and you order Lubrizen, you'll have and you put in the special code Old Friends, you get 50% off Lubrizen and Reborn.
Oh wow.
Good thing I'm about out.
Yeah. 50% off, and those are the coupons. So
Is for both horses and
people
and equine.
Yeah,
either one.
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, there they are.
Jackie swears
she's
by
ready.
It.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, she's
really good. Yeah, deal them out there, kid. Deal them out there.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you.
And then we got a call. Got a call about another horse. I'm trying to remember. I can't remember this horse. He's hitting his head again. The horse who won the marathon at Churchill Downs in the Breeders' Cup.
This year?
No, it wasn't at Churchill Downs this year.
No, that's right. Yeah,
2000. Okay. I want to say 2010.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. My memory doesn't.
Elman.
Isn't that recent?
Elmador. Anyway, but this is a cool call. I got it from his trainer, Peter Walder.
Uh-huh.
And he's on the waiting list.
How are you doing?
Is he sound?
Well, he not really.
The difference, he won't
no,
pass them out.
Not really. I don't know. But in any case, there was one proviso. And don't worry, he's not going to show up anytime soon because he's going to be down there for a couple of months in Florida. But the other proviso was he's got to come with his best friend, his friend the goat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Friend the goat.
Oh, a goat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to think of something really mean to say, but I don't want to.
Yeah, and Dr. Byers is being so kind this morning because he's just doing everything non-verbally.
Yeah.
You know, he'd really like to say a few things, but he didn't, so there you go.
You'll have to tell Michael about what we got.
Yeah, we got two of these in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're
good
going
for
to,
you.
They're going to Lisa Malloy.
Great.
Yeah, but we take them.
Yeah, we got to hold them.
I should have given them your address.
One
for
of
Bobby
them ran
Sands.
Doc, one ran 116 times. And he won 16 races, was on the board 74 times.
Wow.
So, I mean, every time he needed to pay the feed man, they ran him, and here he came.
You know? We're going to get a horse in another month or two. It's the greatest Ohio bred of all time.
Oh, wow.
40 wins.
40 wins.
40 wins.
40 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
cat launch.
That's enough.
You know, cat launch?
Yeah, I've always
won his last stakes race at 13.
Yeah, this horse is 13.
Yeah.
That we got. Yeah. Raced when he was 12. He was running around up in Nebraska, running for 2,500 up there.
Yeah.
And it bought, you know, at Fauna Park and, you know.
Sure.
His best class, I talked about him earlier, so I won't get too much. But he won for 25,000 Gulfstream when he was a 3-year-old.
Nice.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's great. They do a great job. You got Lisa and you got the Acceler Fund. You got everybody. That's great.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, well, they're sending him. We told them we'd hang on to him because we know that when Lisa Malloy gets them, they're going to be, they got a future.
Yeah, yeah. She knows what she's doing.
She's great.
She is absolutely. Have I run over the thing here? No. Okay.
We're over the thing. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, over my break.
Oh, okay.
I don't want that. I think I'm all right.
All right.
I
good.
Think I'm all right. Yeah. You got a loser of the week?
Yeah, I'll find one.
Okay.
I'll wait till after you do the commercial. I need to do a little more studying.
No, well,
it takes a long time to find a loser. I found a loser yesterday. Finished fourth perfectly for me, and I got a 10-cent super that paid over $400.
Is that right?
Yep.
He was always telling me about this, Doc. He's got these 10
cents. Sometimes my losers win. That's when I get upset.
Yeah.
A Kia horse second, third, and fourth, and the horse will win. Pay like $30, and I don't have it. And I'll say, why didn't you put him on top?
Well, let me do some commercials here, and then we'll get Doc on. How's that?
Oh, that's a fabulous idea. I think the listeners are going to be very happy to hear this.
I would imagine so. Well, Albertus Maximus, one of the Grade One Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, is to stand the 2014 season free to approve mares. In addition, a $5,000 bonus is going to be paid to the breeder of the first winner, and a $10,000 bonus awarded to the breeder of his first stakes winner. Albertus Maximus also won the Grade One Don Handicap at Gulfstream Park, set a new track record in the Windy Sands Handicap, going a mile out of Del Mar, won a couple of allowance races at Hollywood Park, and won a maiden special at Santa Anita, and he earned $1,328,230. He is one of 5 Grade One stakes winners, 2 millionaires by the $3 million earner, Albert the Great. And his dam, a daughter of 49er, is a half-sister to champion King Charlemagne and group stakes winner in Group 1 place, Mashahir. Out of Race the Wild Wind, a winner of the Grade 1 Fantasy Stakes and a Grade 1 Santa Maria Handicap. Albertus Maximus covered a full book of mares in his first 2 seasons at stud. First foals of weanlings this year, stands at Shadwell Farm, inquires the stallion manager, Kent Barnes, and see the website at ShadwellFarm.com. All right, I want to talk about my friends over at Quill and Tackle. We've got 2 halters that we've got to get from our 2 new arrivals. One of them, I don't even know what the name of it is. It's a rescue. And anyway, 3-year-old, I believe, came out of the killer pens. He came in with the old tough old horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got to go to Quill and Tack and get a couple of halters.
Nice.
And that's Quill and Tack, of course, is the nation's largest custom halter shop. And in my estimation, the best. They ship out over 17,000 halters a year. God only knows how many they sell around here. And it's a great gift shop. Well, they just use the finest leathers, and it's just a great place to visit because of the gift shop. As a matter of fact, I think the tourists still stop by there. They'll take them in and show them around. But it's down in Paris, Kentucky, and it's Ralph Quillen, and Ralph is opening up a brewery downtown Paris, which I can't wait for that.
I know. You better hurry up.
Yeah, I know.
I was in Paris the other day. I got to do a
the Rotary.
To the Rotary Club.
I was going
to
ask you about that. Anyway, it's Quillen.com, Quillin. It's Ralph Quillen, and it's in Paris. As you're coming in from the Lexington area, go to the 3rd stoplight, and there you are. Quill and Tack. Sunday's Daily Racing Form Edition, which is now on your newsstands, They've got articles in there. This is the breeding edition is included in the Sunday edition of the Racing Forum. John Sparkman's writing about the Prince Quiller sire line, which incidentally is dying out. And it's pretty near gone, I think. It's been rather precarious getting to Prince Quiller, you know, because his Prince Rose and Prince Rose the sire were both not very popular horses, you know. And anyway, but of course, Prince Quiller was picked it up. What are you looking for?
That Exceller thing about Monet Mary's here. And
oh, okay.
I'm sure that Exceller.
Wait a minute. It's in here somewhere. Anyway, getting back to the Racing Form. Also in there, Joe Neville is writing about the low buyback rate at the sales. He's kind of analyzing the sales results. Great sale at Keeneland and Fazy Tipton this fall. And the hot sire of the week is Uncle Mo. His first crop sold out of sight out there, Doc. I know you'd be interested in that because you one time treated Uncle Mole.
Yeah.
And he was one of your favorites, I do believe.
He's very nice.
Yeah. Well, his weanlings, first crop weanlings, you know, were really sold. They were the hot item. He's the hot item for the Racing Form. He's a hot sire of the week out there. And then, of course, they've got the comprehensive state reports and the leading sire lists and so forth like that. You can visit drf.com/breeding and take a look at it. But that's the Sunday edition of the Daily Racing Form. All right, Doc, what you got going today?
Well, I'm just going to talk about throats.
All right.
So
I've been clearing mine all morning.
Yeah. If we could clear this one out.
He's pointing at me, of course.
Yeah. If we go back, way back, 1700s.
That's a little for my time.
Yeah, yep. And it's a, how did you figure out horses were bleeding? Well, they could see it.
Yeah, right.
But what have we evolved to? Modern day. So, anyway, the up until say to the turn of the century.
Which one?
Well, the horse, as we've talked about before, is unique. So if Michael reaches over to pet a horse's nose and he squeezes down on it, he can't really get a dynamic response because the horse doesn't have a throat that you can squeeze.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you could squeeze it, but it's, anyway, the early horses in around the turn of the century, they really didn't have anything that they could point at unless the horse had a lesion or something, but a normal horse you can't really tell. So people came along and wanted to test the integrity of their airways. So there were a lot of air issues that were very occult. You couldn't see them very obviously. So they figured out the first one was when the horse makes noise. Now the horse is still rigid, but he makes noise. So that horse was called a roarer.
Yeah.
So he was paralyzed on one side. 90% of them.
Is that right?
Yeah. Are all paralyzed on the left.
On the left. I didn't know that.
So how did we figure that out? Well, we had to have a scope or something to look at. You can put your hands in front of the nose and block him, and you can tell that way. But
why just the left, Doc?
This sounds from now. Michael knows all about this stuff, but
he's brutal, isn't he?
There are two nerves that innervate the throat, and so left recurrent nerve is because that nerve is fairly long and goes down by the chest, and it gets stretched. So if that nerve is compromised, then you've got paralysis. And when the horse trains, he makes noise. So he has, he makes noise mostly on the inhaling motion. So somebody would say, what's wrong with this horse? Well, the Europeans would know right from the beginning that if they've got a problem with their throat, be on the left side, and the airflow is different, and the horse makes noise, so he becomes a roarer. And so you say, get rid of him. You know, no good. So that would be fairly common. And then along came surgery, which we're still doing today to correct these things, and they're not all that successful, but
they work occasionally.
Yeah, right. And but anyway, these horses would have a problem. There are paralysis of the throats that are okay, but the palate gets tied up, and they
came from a place.
So they have dorsal displacement of the soft palate, where they displace palate. And you got to bear in mind that all these anatomical things are usually pretty common, and
a lot of them are correctable.
Some of them are.
Yeah.
Right. And then the folds, they have cysts and they have other things that can be fixed.
Yeah.
So, but the dorsal displacement can be done. Then there's the a condition in young horses that get what we call lymphoid hyperplasia. So they get warts type of thing on the throat. And so, but they get over it. Most of them get over it. The biggie is, you know, you've got some difficulty fixing roars and things like that.
So you can hear some of these horses gallop, a couple every now and then one will go by out here. You think, boy, I'm glad I don't own him.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a great friend.
Yeah.
So the
locomotive. Yeah.
The Americans are pretty good at listening, but the Europeans are the best because they turn their back to the horse and they gallop the horse around them. mm-hmm. and you hear the noise. So, and
yeah.
So, and usually when they inhale. So,
yeah, I've heard it.
Yeah. So, that's not uncommon. Pharyngeal collapse is when the throat seems to lose its functional integrity. And so they have problems there. So we had the endoscope come along. Came in about 1930, 40.
Remember it well.
Yeah, and it was, the bulb was.
I said it before you did.
The bulb was hot as hell. So you could burn your fingers on it. And so, but you needed to look down that scope to see what's going on that generates that noise.
Yeah.
Well, then we went on to have the scopes become cold. Hot ones, hard to do, but you get your fiber optic scope that started about 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're cold. They don't burn the horse, and you can scope them. And that's what we really have today, is to have fiber optic endoscopes to diagnose what's going on. And then there's Michael. We look at his throat to see.
Gets plenty of exercise.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
That's good, Doc.
Yeah, the equipment is there.
Yeah.
But it isn't as old as you think. So.
Yeah. Evolution of that, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let me do a little thing here. We've got to get Mary on. And,
okay. Mary's here and Martin's here.
Martin's here.
Hey.
You're next. Be right with you. Well, you got the winner?
I got the loser. First race at Aqueduct today, mile 16th on the turf. Number 2, Ecloth, who's a Tommy Bush horse. He's 12-1 on the morning line, going maiden special weight New York breds. And Joel Rosario, when he gets on with when he gets together with Tom Bush, good things usually happen. He's 12-1 on the morning line. He breaks from the inside, which is a tremendous advantage at Aqueduct going 2 turns. And should be able to hang around for part of it.
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
What can I tell you?
Put him on the bottom of your exotics, huh?
Very bottom.
Very bottom. All right. Well, El Prado is the sire of Kitten's Joy, currently the nation's leading sire. He's also the sire of Medaglia d'Oro, whose stud fees climbed to $100,000 this year. And he's the sire of Grade 1 stakes winner Patty El Prado, who went to stud with earnings of $1,721,297. Popular with breeders, Patty El Prado covered 171 mares this year, 142 in his first season at stud. First foal to Weanley. They sold for up to $75,000 at Keeneland, and Ken and Sarah Ramsey, owners of Kitten's Joy, bought one for $50,000. And as we all know, Ken doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes. Patty El Prado could run on anything. He won Grade 1 stakes on grass, placed in Grade 1 stakes on artificial, placed in the Kentucky Derby on dirt. He was a graded stakes performer at 2, 3, and 4. Man, he was an Eclipse Award finalist for champion 3-year-old males. Dale Romans trained for both Kitten's Joy, trained both Kitten's Joy and Patty El Prado, and he's quoted to saying, "When Kitten's Joy retired, I never thought I'd have another horse as good as him. But I'm glad Patty proved me wrong." Out of a graded stakes winner from a female family loaded with black type, Patty El Prado stands for $15,000 to win a full stands and nurses at Spendthrift Farm. Inquiries to Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030. See the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. Well, you know the Wise Dan ran on Reborn, and my wife runs on Reborn. Both a couple of winners in my estimation. And Reborn, of course, is a whole bovine colostrum. But what it does, it builds up the immune system. And what's good enough for Wise Dan, good enough for Jackie, is good enough for me. And it should be good enough for you, too. And it's test-free. And, you know, you don't have to worry about passing a spit box or anything like that. It starts giving it to your foals and keep right on going. It's a great, you know, it's a high concentration of growth factors and so forth. And then Lubricin. Lubricin is another product developed by Dr. Steve Allday. And I tell you who uses that. People like Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrow and Jerry Hollendorfer and Mike Maker. So it's a whole Lubricin is it sustains the integrity of joint fluid and it reduces the need for costly surgery and so forth, acid injections and everything. I'll tell you how you can find out about them. Go to lubricin.com, lubricin.com, or reborn, reborne.com. You can buy them at Old Friends at the KBC in Lexington and the Horse Sense down in Versailles. Well, distorted humor stands for a fee befitting a champion, sire, $100,000 life full. Eastside 11 millionaires, and one of them, Alternation, has entered stud for $7,500, payable when the foal stands and nurses. And be sure to ask about Pin Oaks Performance Pays Incentive Program. Alternation won the historic Grade 2 Peter Pan, that was at Belmont, won the Grade 2 Oakland Handicap, the Grade 3 Pimlico Special, the Grade 3 Razorback at Oaklawn, the Essex Handicap also at Oaklawn, won Remington's Governor's Cup on his way to earnings of more than $1 million. Now, Alternation is by a champion sire, out of Alternate, a daughter of champion sire, Seattle Slew. Alternate won stakes and over $550,000. She's a half-sister to a champion and millionaire. It's a performance-packed pedigree. Alternation joins the stallions Broken Vow, fee $25,000. Cowboy Cal, $5,000. Sky Classic, $7,500. And they stand at Pin Oak Stud. Fees due when the foal stands and nurses. Inquiries to Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens. 859-873-1420. See the website, pinoakstud.com. I have Mary Salmon on here with me for, Mary, about a couple of minutes. About all I can give you this morning.
I'll talk real fast.
Don't go. Don't do that. Mary is, of course, with Rerun on the board of directors.
That's right. We got a lot of things going on. We've still got the calendar. If somebody wants to give a gift for Christmas, we've got the Rerun calendar.
Did you bring a sample?
I gave you one last
week. She gave us
last
one last week. And, we've got it at home.
We've got one?
Yeah. It's okay. Got Monets of 13 horses, and they're suitable for framing if you want to frame them. And some big names on there, but that'll be for sale till the end of the year. Okay. And then we just had our Breeders' Cup auction of Monets, and Wise Dan, you just talked about Wise Dan, was one of the big ones that sold. And good. Did you know he was
a Charlie LaPresti buy one?
No, he gets one for
well, that tight
one. We gave him one. But I just realized that he was a great grandson of Stormcat. I did not know that until I was researching for our upcoming holiday auction. We're going to have Monets, and it's called All in the Family.
Uh-huh.
And we're having sires and all their sons. Like, we've got the big name sires. We've got Awesome Again, Tis Now, Distorted Humor, you just mentioned, and AP Indy, of course. He's going to be one of the top ones.
Oh, okay.
And then at the end of the month, we'll have Stormcat and all his children. So that's going to be our next big auction. It starts November 25th.
Terrific for Christmas.
For Christmas, just in time for Christmas. And then my other hat, if I take off my Rerun hat and put on my Equine Center hat, we're going to have a halter auction. We're calling it a bridal shower. And it's going to be December.
Who comes up with these names? Was that you?
Somewhat.
That was you.
It's kind of
that's
a brainstorming
amazing.
Thing.
Monet, that is so funny, and a bridal shower.
It's a bridal shower, and we're going to have halters from famous horses up for auction on eBay.
Should
for the
be
equine
halters, you know.
Well, we could. We have Intercontinental. She's a mare, and we've got Serena Song. She's a good mare.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are two of the girls, but then we got a Stormcat. So if anybody wants a real expensive gift for themselves, they can go get one of those.
That's great. Now, how do they find that?
I sent letters to all the farms and...
if you want to buy them or bid on them.
eBay.com.
eBay.com, and then what do you put in?
Halter, you can put in Thoroughbred Halter, or you can put in KYEHC for Kentucky Equine Humane Center.
That's great.
But now I'll put my Rerun hat back on, and that will be also on eBay, that we have our auctions on eBay, and that first one starts November 25th, and then the second one will be December 7th. So the families are split in half, and I have to say these are some of the prettiest paintings we've ever done are going to be up.
They really are nice. I mean, they're fun, too. It's just a really nice present.
Well, AP India is one of my favorite horses to begin with, and he's such a nice horse. I mean, he's kind. You know, he'll do whatever you want him to do. And then we got his son, Mine Shaft, who was also Horse of the Year and won, you know, everything. So he painted one of the prettiest pictures I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the rest of the family, discreetly mine, is by Mine Shaft. So we've got the father, the son, and the grandson.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's why we're calling it All in the Family.
Yeah. Come back, sweetie.
So,
yeah. Dutch, you're leaving us?
Yeah, we got big
Oh, okay.
Dutchers, they got important things to do.
Yes.
Places to go.
Two or three.
Yep. So we've always got horses for adoption. You're talking about Lisa. So you can go on the website, rerun.org, and look at the horses.
We got two of them.
She just adopted out somebody. Yeah. I've forgotten what his name was. I called her about the two we've got because that one is the 13-year-old is just a star.
That's amazing.
Quiet, calm, sweet. We got him. I walked out, and he came up. You know how they sniff around your hair and nuzzle around? Now, well, that's what we did.
Oh,
we
played sniffies.
Yes. Yes. I mean,
it's kind of like Michael has that Karakoram Patriot up there at Cabin Creek that's raced over 100 times, too.
Yeah.
He was real sweet, real nice, too.
Yeah, this is the smart, nice horse.
Excellent.
Now, Lisa's in Virginia.
Yes.
And of course, she's the new head of Rerun.
Right.
Yeah.
She's the new director. We have a new president, Brad. He's in Florida.
Okay.
And we've got all of us scattered all over the place now. But we're working together.
All right. Well, give us that information one more time. You got it.
Yep. Got
we'll
it
use
right
it again.
Here.
And I'm going to get Martin O'Dowd over here.
All right. Well, we've always got the Monets on eBay. You can go anytime, and there's always somebody on there.
Okay.
They want a painting for somebody, a nice little gift.
Yeah.
And but the big auction's coming up November 25th for the holiday.
November the 25th.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
All right. Martin, you want to move over here? I'm going to do a commercial break, and I'll be right with you. Well, you bring your notes, either one. Take either pew you want, my friend. Well, Ford learned at a multiple grade one stakes winner of $4,471,322. And point of entry, a multiple grade one stakes winner of $2,494,490, have joined the ranks of stands in Edina Springs, and they are available for your inspection. Now, Ford Larned won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic, the Grade 1 Whitney, the Grade 1 Stephen Foster, sired by Mr. Prospector's successful son, E. Dubai. He's out of a daughter of champion, Baya Kaur, two-time winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Distaff. Point of entry won 5 Grade 1 stakes, ran second in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf, and his final start was a closing fourth in that same race, beating two lengths for all the money. That was, of course, the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf. Now, point of entry is by Dynaformer. He's a half-brother to the classic winner, Pine Island, out of a half-sister to Pleasant Home, winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Distaff, from the family of Sky Beauty and Gold Beauty and a host of others. Ford Larned is to stand for $15,000, port of entry for $25,000. Fees due when the foal stands and nurses. They join Awesome Again, winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, Sarva, winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, Ghost Zapper, winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, Macho Uno, Sarva, winners of the Breeders' Cup Classic, Breeders' Cup Classic winner Alphabet Soup, who incidentally is a self Alphabetter, who yesterday won the Grade 2 Autumn Stakes up at Woodbine, Kentucky Derby winner Giacomo, he's the sire of Sassy Ms. Elizabeth, winner last Saturday the $100,000 Showtime Deb Stakes, Classic winner and Grade 1 sire Touch Goal, and the young Einstein and Tiago, each with 2-year-old stakes horses in their first crop. Call Edina Springs at 859-987-1798 and see the website at AdinaStallions.com.
WLXT Lexington, ESPN Sports Radio 1300, Toyota Rent-A-Car, your minivan rental headquarters.
Toyota Nicholasville, what price sell cars?
Well, what a Bodemeister, Doolahan, gemologist, Hansen, I'll have another, Paintner, Union Rangs, all have in common. They all met and were defeated by Creative Cause. Fact is, Creative Cause defeated every horse he ever ran against, took on the best of his crop. Now consider that Creative Cause is a Grade 1 stakes winner and a millionaire, that he's by a Grade 1 stakes winner and millionaire, that his dam is a Grade 1 stakes winner and millionaire, and you have the total package. Creative Cause is by Giants Causeway, who has topped the North American sire list 3 times. As a matter of fact, Giants Causeway is the leading sire of 2013 graded stakes winners right now. And according to stats published by the Blood Horse, he's the number one ranked sire by international earnings that stood in North America. Not only that, but he is a rapidly developing sire size. Creative Cause's first foals are due next year. Stands for $15,000 payable when a foal stands in the whoops. Live foal at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All righty. Martin, get a little closer to that microphone.
Okay.
Don't do like Dr. Byers down there. He sits back there. I'm always pushing the mic
right?
at him.
Right. Yeah, it's nice to see Dr. Byers.
Yeah, it's he's doing a whole lot better.
Good. Yeah. For that.
This is Martin O'Dowd, who has been with Runnymede Farm for
27 years.
That's a long time, Martin.
It is a long time. It is a long time. Plus 27 happy years.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's
27 happy and productive years, I think.
Now, did you succeeded Bob White?
Exactly. Yeah.
See, I've got a pretty good memory every
you
now
have,
and then.
Yeah. Mr. White had been there for 22 years, and then he retired, and I came on the scene.
Yeah. How did Catesby ever come up hiring an Irishman, you know? I mean,
We had a mutual friend. We still have a mutual friend. And Catesby had mentioned to him that he needed somebody. And a mutual friend contacted me and said, would I be interested in interviewing for the job? And I did. I was actually working for Airdrie Stud at the time.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, that's where I was. I was stallion manager at Airdrie. And I had been there for 4 years or 4.5 years. And I was ready to move on. You know, I had done that. I enjoyed my time at Airdrie, and I'm always very appreciative of what the opportunity Brearley Jones gave me. You know, I came from Ireland to Airdrie with the intention
directly.
To just... Yeah, directly.
What part
I had a job with Airdrie when I left Ireland.
Ah, okay. Yeah. What part of Ireland are you from?
County Clare. Ennis, County Clare.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, what's that? Just explain a little bit about County Clare. I mean,
it's on the southwest coast. It's a very, very beautiful county. It's very a rugged beauty on the coast. The very famous Cliffs of Moher are there.
Okay.
Shannon Airport is there, if anybody has flown into Shannon Airport during County Clare. And... It's a very, very beautiful county and lovely place. Yeah, and I'm fortunate enough that I get home there to visit at least once every year, sometimes twice.
Mm-hmm. You still got family there?
Still got family there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was your family in the horse business there?
No, not a soul. I'm the only person in the entire family that was near horses. Yeah.
What, did you get bit by the bug? Or
I was born with the bug. My blood was tainted when I was born, yeah.
Well, what was your exposure to it?
Raised on a large... estate, Drumolan Castle Estate there. And on there you had all sorts of cows, sheep, pigs, horses, working horses, and they had some hunting horses.
So just
being in the presence of any horse was enough for me, what I mean? And but it was many years before I would actually commence a career in horses,
Where did you first start at working with horses?
I first started working with horses at a farm. Well, actually, it was in Ennis. Actually, it was Ballyalla Stud, owned by Ogden and McGee White. They had a lovely mm-hmm. stud farm there, and I was doing this on a part-time basis with them. And then finally I said, listen, I've got to go full-time at this. So I went to a farm in Nina in County Tipperary called Shanbally House Stud, owned by Jim and Betty Powell. And I was with them for 1 year, and then I moved to Coolmore Stud.
Ah.
And that was just an amazing experience. That was wonderful. That was a wonderful event in my life.
What did they have? What kind of studs did they have at Coolmore?
At the time they had Be My Guest was there.
Oh, yeah.
Tatch.
Yeah.
Try My Best. Those would have been the better ones at the time.
Yeah.
And I was there with them for 4 years, and right when I was leaving them, Caerleon was coming on board, and Sadler's Wells shortly thereafter. So I was with them for 4 years, and that's when I came over to America, just with the intention of spending 6 months here.
Yeah.
I had no intention of staying. And as I say, I had a job with Airdrie. And
you went down to Airdrie?
To Airdrie, and... did the breeding season with them, and I was about to come home, and Mr. Jones asked me if I would stay on and help with the September sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that, and then he suggested that maybe if I could get an extension to my visa, would I be assistant stallion manager the next year?
Yeah.
It had two divisions. The stallion division department and at Airdrie has two sides to it. And so I did. And then he suggested then at the end of that year, would I become stallion manager and do the whole thing? So I did. I spent two more years doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So he was very, very good to me and gave me a great start. And then from there, I went to Runnymede. And I've been there ever since. Mm-hmm.
What they used to have some stallions at Runnymede.
They did, and they had four or five stallions when I was there. Galaxy Libra was there, and let me see, President was there, Full Extent, and there was a couple of others. But they were not very successful. You know, they were not the best stallions. So that was one of the very first jobs at hand for me, was to move them on, and I did. And
Catesby Clay, of course. Now Catesby's been a market breeder most of the time, hasn't he?
Yes, mostly. Except when, you know, mostly if we kept having back, it would be a filly that we wanted to stay in the family, you know.
Pardon? Yeah,
you know. And we've been doing it a bit more in recent years. Like last year, Runnymede kept back, you know, four or five nice fillies, you know, that will go into the broodmare band. And
Martin?
Yeah, he's racing them. Yeah,
yeah,
Yeah.
Now, where does he race some abroad, doesn't he?
Yeah, we've had over the past couple of years. That's one of the things I like to do is to take part in racing and breeding in Europe as well. And we've had a couple of horses. We've had a filly in training with John Gosden a few years ago. More recently, we had three or four horses in training with David Lanigan. Mm-hmm. I think we had three horses in front with David Lanigan. And for several years now, we've kept a horse or two with Brian Meehan. Mm-hmm. And so it's been,
now this,
it's been good.
This is, you're talking about in England.
In England, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And we've won in France right now. We have a filly with Nicolas Clement, who's Christophe's brother.
Okay.
We have a filly in training with him in France right now. And she's running very well. That's a very good French program. And we've had horses in Ireland. We've had a nice filly with Jessica Harrington for a year or two.
Uh-huh.
That was a good experience. But just right now, we're mostly in England.
Yeah. But you just raced, you all just racing fillies?
Yes. Well, we actually have one colt in training, a very useful colt, too, a horse called Archbishop. He's an arch colt out of a Carson City mare, and he's been quite successful. And he may have a future at stud, actually.
Now, where is he?
He's with Brian Meehan in England.
In England.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who, do you race any in the USA?
Yes, we do. We've raced a lot in recent years. We've always had something with Kenny McPeak. We've had horses with Christophe Clement here.
Okay.
Currently, we have somebody with some with Michael Matz, mm-hmm. and Michelle Nihe is somebody we're using in recent years.
You know, Christopher Clement has some horses here. You know.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, young ones.
Okay. Okay. Here.
Yeah, right.
Is that right?
At the training center.
Yeah. Is that right? That's good to know. Yeah.
I think Jeff McKay, he takes them.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Does a good job with them. No, fellow Irishman.
Oh, right. You probably know Jeff. Right. Yes, I do indeed. Yeah. Yeah, he's a good lad. Christoph is a very, very good trainer.
Yeah.
And I enjoy working with him.
Wins his share. That's
yes, he does. Yeah. Yes, he does. Yeah. Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a little break here and I'll get right back with you. I'm talking to Martin O'Dowd. Well, Kentucky Derby winner Orb is retired and is going to stand the 2014 season at Claiborne. That's the place of his birth. Now, he's bred by Stuart S. Janney, trained by Shug McGahee. Orb broke his maiden as a 2-year-old at Aqueduct and put together a winning streak of 5 in a row, accumulating with an impressive score in the Kentucky Derby. Went at Gulfstream in January, then he captured the Grade 2 Fountain at Youth. His next start resulted in a come-from-behind 2 3/4 length score in the Grade 1 Florida Derby. Then he moved to Churchill Downs and lived up to his favorite role and won the Kentucky Derby, overcoming a bobble at the break, won by 2.5 lengths. Orb went on to hit the board in the Preakness and the Belmont. He was beaten just 3/4 of a length in the Travers. Grade 1 Classic winner Orb retired with earnings of over $2,612,000. Orb's by AP Indy's highly successful son, Malibu Moon, who currently ranks 5th on the 2013 sire list. And he's out of the unbridled mare, Lady Liberty, a daughter of Masabi Maiden, winner of the Grade 2 Black Eyed Susan. It's interesting to note that Orb's first four dams all daughters of stallions that stood at Claiborne Farm. Now, Orbis is to stand for $25,000, payable in a full stands of nurses. For more, get in touch with Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at claiborne farm.com. Hill and Reagan Parker. I saw Hill out here the other day. He's still dibble-dabbling around training horses, by golly. And he, he and his wife, Reagan, in the horse business, and, of course, they've been in the real estate business for going on a dozen years now. So they're real horse people, and they'll help real horse people if you're looking for this perfect location and perfect size and a perfect price. Well, get in touch with Hill and Reagan, and they will treat you right, and they'll work real hard for you. Let me give you their phone number. It's a Lexington number. It's 859. It's 608-8039, but the best thing to do is go to their website at lexhorsefarms.com. LexHorseFarms.com. They've got listings all over. Fayette, Central Kentucky, Fayette, Bourbon. Matter of fact, they've got a place on Clay Kaiser right up the road from us. I'd love to have it. I'll trade them even. I think they'd be getting the worst of it, but it's a beautiful place on Clay Kaiser. Now, Clay Kaiser's in Bourbon County. It runs right between 460 and Cynthiana Road. It's a lovely area right in there. We love living there. And you need to take a look at that. It's on their website. They've got 462 acres right here on the Paris Pike. And I tell you, it's a show place. But they always have great listings, so do go to that website. Once again, it's LexHorseFarms.com, and that's Hill and Reagan Parker. Nice people, and they work real hard for you. Well, Storm Atlantic this year has 13 stakes winners, two of them grade one, and the earners are some $7.5 million. Among stallions active in North America, ranks ninth on the sire list. And what's more, only one son of the great Stormcat ranks above him, three-time champion Sire Giants Causeway. Get Stormy by Storm Atlantic is a grade one stakes winner of $1,606,812. He won grade one stakes at Keeneland, Churchill Downs, and at Gulfstream. In fact, he won nine stakes, eight of them graded, most in front-running style. He was fast, consistent, he was sound, and to quote one horseman, he's a throwback to the type of horse that we used to breed to and need to breed to now. Now toss in the facts that Get Stormy is an eye-catching individual, and then he stands for a reasonable stud fee, $5,000 to win a full stands and nurses, and you have a winning combination. Get Stormy stands at Polk McLean's Crestwood Farm. You can add that in the mix as a winning combination, too. That's a family-operated facility. They have a wide variety of services available, and they're renowned for customer service, and many of their clients have been with them for decades. Call the farm at 859-252-3770, and be sure to see the website at crestwoodfarm.com. All righty, I'm talking to Mark Nadad, who has been with Catesby Clay's of Runnymede Farm, a very historic farm down there. And you're kind of changing your directions here.
Yes, Ursula, I'm just giving up being an active farm manager, and I'm going to try the bloodstock business. I'm going to starting up a bloodstock agency.
Okay.
I'm joining up with a good friend for many years, Michelle MacDonald. She's better known as a journalist, an international journalist, very, very, very clever girl, and we find over the years that we've the same taste in horses. We've the same eye, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
And Michelle would have a lot of clients in South America and some here in America. And I know a lot of people in Europe and Japan. And we feel like between us, we can do some good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, we've decided on a name for the agency. We're going to call it Global Bloodstock Management.
And Global Bloodstock Management.
That's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we hope to be able to maybe help some people in America who wish to dip their toe in the European market or maybe even the Japan market. We can advise them and help them there. Or if they wish to acquire horses in Europe, we'll be at the European sales, and as well as all the sales here, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten off to a good start. Just in November, we bought a mare for a client at the Fasig Tipton Sunday night sale or Monday night sale, that's it.
Okay.
And then we bought about three more horses at the Keeneland November sale. And this is without not many people knowing that we exist, you know.
Yeah.
So we feel like we've gotten off to a good start, and we're heading over to England for the Tats breeding stock sale over there, and hope to do some business there as well.
Yeah. Now, how can people get in touch with you? You got a website?
We're working on getting a website right now. Actually, my son Patrick is going to help put a website together for us. And we're going to have a Facebook presence as well. And then, of course, we have my phone number, if someone wants to get started and give me a call, is area code 859-621-3333.
621-3333.
Good number. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you get your website and everything, stop by here any Saturday morning and
tout
it a little bit.
Okay.
You know.
Nice of you to do that. Yeah. Thank you. But yeah, we're looking forward to it, and it's an exciting time.
Now, are you moving from Runnymede?
Yes, we'll move in the spring. We'll be there for a couple of more months, and then we'll move in the early spring.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy, that's.
I continue to do some work for Runnymede, where I'm still managing the racing stable.
Okay.
For them, and also keeping track of the European investments, their mares, foals, and racehorses in Europe. I'm monitoring that for them, and will do for until probably at least next spring, either spring or summer, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're. So
are you going to you're going to set up an office somewhere here?
Yes, I will. Yeah,
we haven't well, see, set we need that. To know about that.
Yeah,
too.
We will. Yeah, yeah, we'll set up an office here, and we'll have all everything that goes along with having a bloodstock agency.
Yeah. Well, I wish you well, my friend.
Thank you, Ursula.
Yeah.
So if something colics in the middle of the night and it's freezing rain, they don't call you.
Don't call me. That's the deal. Yeah, yeah, that's the deal. Well, we've had a lot of luck with mares. Mr. Clay and I have worked very, very well together over the years, especially in the field of buying broodmares.
Uh-huh.
We bought several Group 1 producing mares in the period that I was there. And so we feel that is a forte.
Yeah.
You know? Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, your family, is her mic on?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good. I wanted to ask, are you going to stay in Bourbon County or are you moving to the big city?
Don't know, is the honest answer to that. We're currently discussing it and trying to decide what to do. We've enjoyed living in Bourbon County. I mean, it's been a wonderful, wonderful place for us. The children were all born and raised there and went to school there. And we have a lot of friends there. And, I would be sad to leave it, but it might make more sense to live in Lexington.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, you have two sons and a daughter, right?
Correct, yeah. Patrick and Daniel, two boys, and my daughter, Claire, of course, that you all know well.
Yeah, we know Claire very well.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. She's gorgeous girl, too.
Boy, yeah. I'm glad you look like mommy.
Well, me too.
Well, she's at Eastern. Or she graduated?
She's graduated. She's now working with horses. She's the two boys have no interest in horses whatsoever. They don't know the difference between a cow and a horse. And but Claire has got the bug, and she's working with horses.
Yeah.
Where?
She's actually with Monticule Farm right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had her at Runnymede for about 6 months or so, and she eventually fired me and moved on to
Montague. You're tough to work for.
Nobody. Tough, obviously, you've just been there 27 years. You're hard to get along with.
Well, I mean, what's she doing over there?
She just basically learning the trade now, you know.
I mean, is she in the barns?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good so is her. She still broodmares, or she moved up to yearlings?
And yearlings. She means she showed yearlings all summer. And
okay.
She did yearlings for Runnymede last year and did them for Monticule this year.
Mm-hmm.
And she was busy she worked most of this November sale.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Good for Claire.
Yeah. She loves it. She's passionate about it. Mm-hmm.
That's when you got the bug, you got it.
You got it.
The little horses go gallopy-gallopy across the back of your mind all the time.
Yeah. Does she ride any anymore?
Very little.
Very little.
Yeah.
Well, what are the boys doing?
Well, Daniel is back at college now. He's going to UK, and he is doing some part-time work as well. And Patrick is actually working for UK. He does manage some site for them. Some computer thing.
Yeah, some computer thing. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And,
He also manages a website for somebody else in Washington D.C.
Good.
Yeah. Somebody in the nuclear energy.
Oh, Lord.
Have you ever thought about breeding or getting anything, your mares for yourself or anything like that? Or have you ever?
Oh, I have done it in the past. I think I've always been more successful doing it for other people than I have been for myself.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. But, it's not out of the question that I'll do it again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not out of the question.
Yeah. Would you want to buy, you're looking for a farm or just?
No, we already have a little property here in Bourbon County, yeah. But I wouldn't want anything bigger. And as I say, I'm trying to get away from that rather than get back into it again.
Oh. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay. I can certainly understand.
Well, if you've got a little place, if you get in town and decide cement is not for you, you can always go back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So you got a house on it?
Yes, it has. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A house and a barn.
Well, why move?
Well, that's true. We're evaluating this old situation.
Yeah. Well, does Sherry want to stay in Bourbon County? Or?
Well, she's like myself. She's open-minded. We're just giving it, as I say, talking about it and giving it some thought.
Yeah.
You know? But we're not actually chomping at the bit to leave Bourbon County.
Yeah.
As I say, we love it there. We're very happy there. You know, but we'll see what is the best thing to do at the right time.
Yeah, okay. So you've already got some clients lined up?
Yes, we have. We're busy. Michelle has some very good clients in New York also, and they kept us busy in November as well. And we're working for one of our clients in Argentina.
Uh-huh.
And we have orders for a stallion, and then I have somebody in Europe that we're looking for horses for right now as well, too. This is apart from what we've bought already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
You said that France has a good program.
Yeah, they really do. Great racing.
Okay, do you mean just broad-based racing, or do they have French-bred stuff?
Yes, French-bred stuff.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm. If you keep your mare over there and get your foals in the French program, the purses are very, very lucrative.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What's like a day rate in France?
The day rate wouldn't be a whole lot different than here.
Okay.
But it's the purse structure is, if you're a French bred. And
so
for instance, we have one filly over there right now. This particular filly hasn't won a race yet. She's run five or six times, hasn't won a race, but she's more than paid for herself.
Holy cow.
By placing, you know, second, third, whatever.
Yeah.
She's more than paid for herself. She doesn't owe us a penny.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about England? Do they have a...
No, the purse structure in England is not good at all. It's not good at all.
What is it? Just...
But you can often sell a horse real well from England. The Hong Kong people monitor the English program very closely, and they're always looking for race horses. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can sell a horse real well out of England.
Ah.
Okay, what about Ireland? What's their purse structure and all that like?
Dreadful.
Yeah, dreadful.
Dreadful, yeah. Yeah, dreadful question. And plus, in Ireland, it's very hard to win over there. You've got some of the best trainers in the world there.
I mean,
you're competing with Barry Doyle and with Jim Bulger and all of those. John Ox, and they all have full stables, so it's very hard to win a race. No matter where you go, what little corner of the country you go to, they show up as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's a short drive.
Yeah.
Do they race you around?
No.
Hey, Susie.
No. Okay.
Man looking for you.
Oh, stopwatch out there. They don't race you around in Ireland.
No, they're ending up right about now. And they'll start again around St. Patrick's Day. They'll start up again.
Okay. What about France? Do they race around? Because they got milder temperatures.
They do a little bit. And they do some in Ireland or in England, too, where they have all-weather tracks. You know?
Yeah, like Lingfield.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. What about France?
But it's not much, you know. France, I think it's the same way in France. I'm not quite sure about that.
Yeah, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, Italian racing picks up in the winter, though.
Well, Italian racing is just about non-existent right now.
Apparently. Is that it?
Just about non-existent. They're going through a really difficult period, and apparently they haven't been paying purses at all, and it's they're really going through a down period. Yeah, they're in need of help right now, yeah.
Can anybody go over there and pick up a few nice horses cheap?
I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could. Now would be the time to do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now would be the time to do it.
Don't want any.
Yeah.
All right. What are you going to call it? It's Global Management.
Global Bloodstock Management.
Global Bloodstock Management. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, we need to get your website so we can broadcast it for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're welcome to stop by here any morning.
Okay.
Any Saturday morning.
Sure. You know? Yeah.
And
I'd be glad to give you all that information. And
you said you're going to England next week?
Yes. Well, immediately after Thanksgiving. Leaving here on the 30th of November. And going straight to England, and we'll be active over there. I'm representing Runnymede as well. We have a really nice mayor in the sale, and she's involved to Bowie, mm-hmm. who's just about the top stallion in England.
Ah,
and not just about, he is the top stallion in England, and she is just one of two mares that's involved to that sire.
Ooh.
In the sale. So it promises to be a good sale for Runnymede.
When's the sale?
It's on. The sale is on the second, third, fourth, and fifth, I believe, of December.
December, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds all exciting.
Right. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Your man's looking at his watch, so I know he wants to go on his telephone. Then, Martin, I appreciate you coming by. It's good to see you again.
Great to be with you, and thank you for having me.
Any way we can help you, just let us know.
Oh, well, you're very, very kind indeed. Thanks very much. And you too, Jackie.
Stop in anytime.
Yeah.
Give my regards to your family.
I will indeed.
And
I'll be looking forward to getting this thing off the ground and going.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll do well. Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed.
You've done well for 27 years now. So
that's right.
Runnymede. Why would you stop now?
that's true. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Excellent.
All righty.
Thank you for coming.
Bye bye now.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Well, Misdirection, a 5-year-old mare by Mizzenmass and a multiple grade one stakes winner, sold for $2.7 million at the November sales at Fazy Tipton. Later in that same sale, Strike the Bell, a graded stakes winner by Mizzenmass, went for $1.1 million. Misdirection, two-time winner of the grade one Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, beat the boys in both of them. She earned $1,169,621, and she's one of five grade one stakes winners by Mizzenmass. That's a list that includes this year's winner of the classic Group 1 French 1,000 Guineas. That would be Flotilla, winner last year, the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf. Mizzenmass, a classic sire, is to stand the 2014 season for $20,000 live foal. Also standing at Judmont Farm is the Grade 1 Stakes winner and classic sire First Defense. One of more than 100 stakes winners by the deceased Unbridled Song, who currently ranks fifth on the North American sire list. Now, First Defense in his first crop is a sire of Grade 1 stakes winner Close Hatches, winner of the classic Grade 1 Mother Goose, the Grade 1 Cotillion, the Grade 2 Gazelle, runner-up in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Distaff. She's earned $1,367,300. Group stakes winner Dun Dun Nails, also from that first crop by First Defense. And First Defense is to stand the 2014 season for $15,000 live foal. Inquiries of Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry. See the website at judmont.com. Well, Wise Dan, Horse of the Year and Champion Grass Horse in 2012, two-time winner of the Grade 1 $2 million Breeders' Cup Mile, and the likely Horse of the Year and Champion Grass Horse again this year, was raised on products from McCauley Brothers at Patch and Wilkes Farm for Breeder Mort Fink. Wise Dan has accumulated earnings of $6,293,610. Misdirection, winner of the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Turf, defeating males for the second year in a row, was raised on products from McCauley Brothers at Glencrest Farm for Breeder Joseph Parada. Misdirection has earned $1,719,621. New Year's Day, winner of the Grade 1 $2 million Breeders' Cup Juvenile and a leading candidate for an Eclipse Award as champion two-year-old colt, was bred and raised on products from McCauley Brothers at Clear Sky Farms, founded by the late Eamon Cleary, operated by his sons Bernard and Eamon Cleary Jr. New Year's Day has earned $1,154,000. To compete at the highest level, call Mike Warren or David Longmire, 859-873-3333. Ask about the McCauley products and the free services that come with every bag of feed you purchase. See the website at McCauleyBros.com and stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, where it is all about the horse. Well, November 9 at Churchill Downs, the Grade 3 $100,000 Cardinal Handicap was won by Abaco, a 5-year-old daughter of Giants Causeway, and it all the $100,000 safely kept stakes went to Lady Sibelia,
a 3-0 filly by Majestic Warrior. A Baco, bred and owned by the Phipps Stables, went into the Cardinal Handicap off a second in the Grade 3 Athenia at Belmont. She's the 25th 2013 stakes winner by Giants Causeway. He's the leading sire of graded stakes winners this year with 12, 3 Grade 1. And according to stats compiled by the Blood Horse, he's the number one international sire at stud in North America with earnings of nearly $12 million. Lady Sebelia won the Safely Kept after breaking her maiden at Laurel on October 2 by nearly 13 lengths. Bred and owned by Mrs. Frank P. Wright, she's the 8th 2013 stakes winner by Majestic Warrior. A list includes the classic-winning filly, Princess of Silmar. Majestic Warrior, a Grade 1 winning son of A.P. Indy, is the nation's leading second-crop sire. Also at Coolmore's Ashford Stud is the number one-ranked freshman sire, Dunkirk. For more on the stallions at Ashford Stud, call the farm, 859-873-7088. See the website, ashfordstud.com.
One unlimited action is using APR Online.
All righty. Well, I've got Steve Moody with me. Steve was the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, which is published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. A couple of graded stakes today at Churchill Downs. I believe you gave us the winner of that one last week, didn't you, Steve?
Yeah, I think I did somehow manage to find the winner there.
Well, let's see if you can do it again. You got time to look at those two stakes races?
Yeah, I'm just going to check here real quick to see what the changes were, if there are any. And Fast and Firm, and it looks like that there's not any scratches.
Which one are you looking to look at first?
Yeah, they don't have the, it's a night racing tonight, so they don't have the
late scratches.
The scratches up there. All right, well, we'll go on to the first race. First stake is the 7th, and that is the Commonwealth Turf, mile and a 16th on the turf for 3-year-old males. Or for 3-year-olds, I guess it's open. And, full field, 13, drawn in Universal. Really, tough race. There was probably make a case for about half of the field. I really had a tough time getting a feel for this race. I ended up taking, the Pletcher horse, Winning Cause. Giants Causeway colt that I think's been catching a little bit tougher competition. Does have a turf stakes win to his credit. I think he'll settle back on in the early part of it. Come running late. Joe Rocco has the mount for Todd Pletcher. I'm going to give him a very slight edge over one of the outside horses, the 12 Frack Daddy. This is a colt for Kenny McPeak, a colt by Scat Daddy. Just been working bullets in the morning. His first time he was on the turf, he was a winner, and I think he's going to bounce back with a big effort today, and he's a nice, decent price in here at 6-1. And then the horse outside of him, horse on the far outside, Central Banker. This is a horse that figures to be one of the horses that's in front. I guess the other speed comes from the 3 horse, Ruler of Love, but some question of whether maybe he can last. I think Central Banker will be winging it early on the outside. He's the horse that's been sprinting, and so you kind of think he's going to get to the front today, especially from the outside. You got to think they're going to send him. And if he were to shake loose in here, I think he could be dangerous. I'm not sure that maybe he can hold off the late runners here, but do think he could hang on to get part of it. So we're going to go with 6, 12, 13 winning calls in the Commonwealth Turf. And then the ninth race is the Mrs. Revere. This is a grade 2 for 3-year-old fillies. And another good group in here. I ended up on the 4 horse in here for Wayne Catalano. I'm Already Sexy. This is a horse that had some success up in Chicago during the summer. Ran in the QE2 last time, kind of really never did get in it, but a little tougher group than maybe what she's facing today. Even though this horse has good speed, has shown she can win on the lead, she's also shown that she can rate. Doesn't have to have the lead every step in order to win. She has a win over the Churchill course. So I think she's got a big shot in here. Nellie Cashman, this is a horse shipping in had a three race win streak snapped in the Valley View at Keeneland, so she's looking to return to her winning ways. She's a filly that's got some tactical speed. Should be sitting in a pretty good spot in here, kind of in the middle of the pack in the early going, and be in position to make a run when they turn for home. The 10 horse is one that looked interesting to me. This is a Frivolous. Empire Maker filly, late runner, 15-1. I think she's going to be obviously coming from out of it with John Court riding her, and I think she's a filly that could jump up here and get part of it at a fairly nice price. But another well matched group. The favorite in here is on the outside, the Kappa Cat 7-2 favorite. So whenever you have a race like that, you got a 7-2 favorite, it's pretty much a wide open race. We're going to give a slight edge to I'm Already Sexy. We'll go 4, 8, 10 in the Mrs. Revere.
4, 8, and 10. All righty. Got to ask you one thing before I let you go. If somebody had told me that UK was going to just beat 4 points by the number 2 team in the nation after 17 turnovers and shooting 55% of the free throws, I said, "Are you crazy?"
Well, and if you had told me that at halftime,
yeah, exactly.
They were down by 12 and could have been down by 25. As bad as they looked. I would have taken it, but yeah, it was hard to watch on Tuesday night. They looked like the deer in the headlights for the first half.
Yeah.
And then they just missed free throws the entire game. You just want to pull your hair out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
they had every chance to win it. You know,
yeah. They had, 40 seconds to go. They're down by 2, and you got to make a stop. And they had dominated the rebounding pretty much all night long. But when they absolutely had to have one, they couldn't get it. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was really—I tell you the truth, though, I was very encouraged with it. I just thought I liked the way they came back in the second half, and boy, there was no quit in them. And a couple of them got their heads down, but I tell you what, I was pretty impressed. It's going to take a pretty good team to beat them, I think, by coming along about 1st February.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't see this team with very many losses. They've got, you look at the rest of their schedule, they've got the Baylor game in Dallas, and you know, Baylor's ranked somewhere in the top 25. And then obviously they got Carolina,
Louisville,
and Chapel Hill, and they got Louisville here. And then you got your the SEC. You got Florida on the road, and I'm not sure who all their SEC road games are this year. But I just don't. Yeah, I don't see. I think they can win. They got a good shot, really, in all of those games. I don't think.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Well, I was encouraged. All right. Well, Steve, thank you so much. It's
all
been
right,
Steve Moody with the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. You can buy it just about anywhere you find a racing form and get it out of Keeneland, of course, and then go to the website, which is brisnet.com, BRISNET.com. Thanks, Steve.
All right, Erson.
Well, Albertus Maximus, winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, is going to stand the 2014 season free to approved mares. In addition, a $5,000 bonus will be paid to the breeder of the first winner and a $10,000 bonus to the breeder of his first stakes winner. Albertus Maximus also won the Grade 1 Dawn Handicap at Gulfstream, set a new track record in the Windy Sands at going a mile at Del Mar. He won two allowance races at Hollywood Park, broke his maiden and a maiden special at Santa Anita. He earned $1,328,230. He's one of five Grade 1 stakes winners, two millionaires by the $3 million earner Albert the Great, and his dam, a daughter of 49er, is a half-sister to champion King Charlemagne and group stakes winner in Group 1 placed Mashahir out of Race the Wild Wind, winner of the Grade 1 Fantasy Stakes and the Grade 1 Santa Maria Handicap. Albertus Maximus covered a full book of mares his first two seasons at stud, first full to weaning. Stands at Shadwell Farm. Inquiries to stand manager Ken Barnes. And see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally Van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, Spitestown currently ranks second on the North American side list, tightened the gap on number one last Saturday when his juvenile filly Bajan won the $100,000 Moccasin Stakes out at Hollywood Park. And there's less than $170,000 separating the top two on the sire list right now. And as far as the dirt sire list, that's sire to stakes winners on the dirt, money won, he is number one. The Moxon was the second consecutive stakes win for Bajan. Winner earlier than the Anacokia Stakes at Santa Anita after breaking her maiden at Del Mar. Eight of Spitestown's 20 2013 stakes winners have won graded stakes. Among them are three grade one winners. Lifetime Eclipse Award winner. Lifetime Eclipse Award winner Spitestown has sired 54 stakes winners, 21 graded, 10 group of grade one winners, and 5 millionaires. His stud fee, $80,000 to win a full stands and nurses. In other stakes last Saturday, the $100,000 Japan Racing Association Stakes at Laurel was won by Slip and Drive, 5-year-old son of Artie Schiller. Artie Schiller is the sire of 9 stakes winners this year, 3 grade one, and he's the leading sire of 2-year-old stakes winners with 5. He is also the only sire in North America with 2 grade one winning 2-year-olds. Artie Schiller was bred to 201 mares in 2012 and 2013, which bodes well for the future. Winner of the Breeders' Cup Mile and of over $2 million. Artie Schiller is the son of the red-hot sire El Prado, and he stands for $15,000, doing a full stands in nurses. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Leanna Packard, or Chance Tim at Windstar Farm, 859-873-1717. See the website, Windstar Farm. .com. All righty. Kentucky bred stakes winners over the last weekend. This brought to you by the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association. That's my good friend David Schweitzer. And the Cardinal Handicap, a grade three race down at Churchill Downs, of course, went to Abaco. Abaco's a mare by Giant's Causeway, bred and owned by the Fifth Stables. She'll end up at Claiborne Farm in the Broodmare Band over there, I'm sure. The Moccasin Stakes, $100,000 at Hollywood Park, went to Bajan. I was just talking about her. She's by Sprightstown and stands over at Windstar Farm, and she was bred by the Farfeller Farms. The Safely Kept Stakes at Law went to Lady Sebelia. That's a filly. She's a three-year-old. She's by Majestic Warrior, the leading second crop sire, bred by Mr. and Mrs. Frank P. Wright. Well, I think it's just Mrs. Frank P. Wright. I think Frank passed away a long time ago, as a matter of fact. The La Senorita Stakes out at Retama went to Sky's Goldmaker. It was bred by Monocule. The El Joven Stakes, or Hoven, I guess it is, at Retama went to Broadway Missile, bred by Patanac Farm. At Remington Park, the Clever Trevor Stakes winner was bred by the Dream Walking Farm. That's a horse named Smack Smack. My closing argument. That's not a pretty good name, isn't it? The Autumn Stakes, grade three. Now, this was yesterday up at Woodbine. Alpha Better is a winner of that. This is a grade three, $150,000 stakes race. And Alpha Better is by Alphabet Soup, who is going to stand the next year's season at in Kentucky. He'd been elsewhere. And, of course, he was bred and is owned by Adina Springs. As, let's see, the stud is, but Alpha Beta is not. Who's he raced for? Bulldog Racing. Anyway. Okie doke. Well, El Prado is the sire of Kitten's Joy, currently the nation's leading sire. He's also the sire of Medalla Duro. His stud fee climbed up to $100,000 this year. And he's the sire of Grade 1 Stakes winner Patty El Prado, who went to stud with earnings of $1,721,297. Popular with breeders, Patty El Prado covered 171 mares this year, 142 in 2012. First foals are weanlings. They sold for up to $75,000 at Keeneland. And it's interesting to note that Ken and Sarah Ramsey bought one, paid $50,000 for it. And as we all know, Ken doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes in the horse business. Now, Patty El Prado could run on anything. And won grade one stakes on grass, placed in grade one stakes on artificial, placed in the classic grade one Kentucky Derby on dirt. He was a graded stakes performer at 2, 3, and 4, and was an Eclipse Award finalist for champion three-year-old male. Dale Romans, who trained both Kitten's Joy and Patty El Prado, is quoted as saying, "When Kitten's Joy retired, I never thought I would have another horse as good as him, but I'm glad Patty proved me wrong." Out of a graded stakes winner from a female family loaded with black type, Patty El Prado stands far. $15,000 to win a foal stands and nurses at Spendthrift Farm. Inquiries at Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, and Mark Toothacker, 859-294-0030. See the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. All righty, let's see what I can do here. I've got a few minutes. I'm going to read something. I was going to do something on arm, but I don't have time. So I'll read something from Palmer just in case. And this is was written back in the 1950s, I guess it was. Yes, sir.
I want to see how slow my horse went.
You want to see how slow your horse went? She's already taken the works to with her.
Sure. Took them.
Yeah, she's already taken them with her. Yeah.
Very good.
All righty. This was written from Miami, Florida, back in the 1940s, and by Joe Palmer. A bay colt named Storm Ridden, garnished with Theodore F. Atkinson, dashed across the finish line at Hialeah, three lengths ahead of the next horse. A consultation of the program showed he was owned by the potato chip farm. There were some feeble witticisms on the horticultural skill necessary to grow potato chips. And to escape them, this observer set out to find the source of the name. The trail led to a tall, big-frame, amiable man on the Hialeah Club Terrace. Being duly sworn, he stated that his name was Harry Hussman, that he lived in Cincinnati, and that he was soaking up the Florida sunshine because of the activities of the Hussman Potato Products Company, of which he is the head. He had named his stable the Potato Chip Farm because he had bought it out of the money he made producing potato chips. This seemed logical enough, and the subject was about to be abandoned when Mr. Hussman threw in an enigmatic sentence, if I can pronounce it. I hope the money I put into horses from potato chips goes as well as the money as I put into potato chips from horses, he remarked. He'd had horses for a long time then? No, started off with a couple of yearlings I bought at Saratoga in 1948. The chronology seemed confused, but investigation turned up a story here presented to confound those who contend that the gambler's way leads only to the pawn shop. As of about 1919, Mr. Hussman, then a lad of 19 or so, was selling paper cups, wrapping paper, and kindred items to a reluctant merchantry around Cincinnati. And in the summer, he drew a two-week vacation across the river, a racetrack beckoned resistantly. At Cincinnati, that would have to be the grand and forgotten old Latonia, long since dismantled and now covered with oil tanks. Yes, Latonia, said Mr. Hussman. My idea was to go over and bet $5 a race until my money was gone. This didn't go. For the first 3 days, it went all right. They were all losing days. Then we came up to the last race. You remember a horse named Brunette the Second? Well, I was out with a friend. He gave me his big bet on another horse with a saver on Brunette. I went the other way and put the big one on Brunette. $40 it was. Brunette came in rolling at 17-1. From then on, I never had a losing day. The vacation ended, but our young entrepreneur didn't have it all. He called his office and asked for another week off. He explained he was in a lucky streak. Normally, this can be added to any collection of famous last words, but this wasn't normal. When the meeting was over, he said, I had a new Dodge automobile. I had 10 new suits. I gave a sort of victory party that cost a lot of money. And I had $4,900 more in the bank than when I started the vacation. A few days later, he was in the store when somebody came in and asked for potato chips. Owner went and rummaged around in a stockroom, came back with the news that the potato chip situation was very short and an expected shipment hadn't come. I asked him where he got his potato chips, and he said Philadelphia. Then I asked him why he didn't buy them from a manufacturer in Cincinnati, and he said there wasn't any. 4 or 5 weeks later, there was. So it was as easy as that. To one who is weary of reading in the newspapers of citizens who have sent large sums of money down a drain through failure properly to estimate the form of the running horse, the story came like old wine. Here was a fortune and a racing stable founded squarely on a solid 17-1 shot. Good hunting to you. That was Joe Palmer. All right, winners from the Thoroughbred Center. You got something else you want to...
just say one or two real quick if you don't care.
I don't care.
That sporting art auction at Keeneland is November 20th. That's next Wednesday. Was that last Wednesday?
No.
No, it's next Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm all messed up. Yeah, okay, and you can see them from 10 to 6 until the day before the auction. That's a real honest-to-goodness painting.
Munnings.
Munnings. God, they're gorgeous. Don't forget my friends at Computer Guys at Lexington Computer Clinic in Hamburg and the Myers, and Sally Van will fix your trailer and your diesel.
Yeah, all right. Let's see. Winners from the Thoroughbred Center this month, Sherman Mitchell, Saddle One at Mountaineer, Floyd Cobb at Mountaineer, Paul Garcia at Beulah Park, Laura Wax at Churchill. That's a nice filly, charming she is. We won a bet on her out of Keeneland.
Did we?
Yeah. Nice filly.
I was so excited, I don't remember.
Well, she's by Jahar. Gray filly. Not this year.
Because I don't think it
was last year that we won it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think I've bet since.
I don't either.
Tim Hsu won one out at Mountaineer. Luis Jurado won one at Mountaineer. So did Eduardo Caramori. Brian Michael had a winner at Mountaineer. Chuck Hamilton had one at Churchill. Tim Hsu had another one at Mountaineer. Eduardo Caramori had another one, this one at Churchill Downs. And last night, down at Churchill Downs, Tommy Skinner won with Angelic Score. Tommy, I've known Tommy for God knows how long. Probably longer than he'd like to know.
Funny.
All right, well, we got a minute left, and I want to thank Jake down at the station for doing an excellent job. And, of course, Ressi here takes care of us here at the clocker stand. I want to thank Martin O'Dowd for coming in, Dr. Byers, and Michael Blowen. And I guess that's about it. Thank you for listening. And you got something to say, Jackie?
No, we know that, Mayor, that Philly's name's Ebico. It's that island after that island that on the fifth spread. That's where Jimmy Dryman had his house, I'm pretty sure, on Ebico.
Okay. And it was never there.
But I heard about it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We'll talk. We're on at the regular time next week.
Oh, good.
10 to noon next week. Thank you, and we'll talk to you then.
Happy trail to you.